Yeah, so fine flour. Now, it's been suggested fine flour represents the perfection of the Lord's life. Why would we say that? Let's elaborate on that a little bit.
Fine flour needs to be constantly kneaded and beat. And I think that speaks of the Lord's trials while here, which proved the purity of his person. I think when we turn to John 6, which speaks of the Lord being the bread of life, I think there's connection between the bread on the table of showbread or the table of presence, as it says in my translation, and the Lord here. So it's a rather long passage, so maybe I'll just read it. So John 6, starting at, let's just start at verse 30. Where it says, "So they asked him, 'What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat.' Jesus said to them, 'I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world.' So they said, 'From now on, give us this bread.' Then Jesus declared, 'I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven, not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day.' At this the Jews began to grumble about him, because he said, 'I am the bread that came down from heaven.' They said, 'Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, I came down from heaven?' 'Stop grumbling among yourselves,' Jesus answered. 'No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I'll raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to the Father and learns from him comes to me. No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God. Only he has seen the Father. I tell you the truth, he who believes has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your forefathers ate the manna in the desert, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which a man may eat and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world.'"
Good, thank you. Yeah, Lars?
So, as you just read from John 6, the bread is to give us eternal life. And it's the aspect of Christ that is for us. The bread was to be eaten by the priests, by Aaron and his sons. In Leviticus 24, it talks about, I have the NIV here, verse 7, "Along each row put some pure incense as a memorial portion to represent the bread and to be an offering made to the Lord by fire." So there's a part that represents the bread to the Lord that stays there, but the bread itself is to be eaten. And Craig, you read that those who eat this bread, they will not die. Nobody except the high priest could go into the holiest of holies. But the table of showbread is in the holy place. It's in the outer of the two inner rooms. And it's the room where Aaron and his sons, all the priests, could go in. So this is a transition now. We had the ark, was it 2 days ago, where that was, you know, that was the innermost thing. That was Christ, you know, leading us, and there was the testimony in there. But now this is a transition. We're outside of the veil, and people can come and approach this, and they can benefit from it.
So we've said that it's the life of the Lord Jesus, this bread, this fine flour. And we've read these verses in John chapter 6, which speak about his character as bread for spiritual life. Why are we saying it's his life on earth also, and not something related to his death?
The
Yeah.
The fine flour speaks of, I think, of evenness. That's why it's, if you take fine flour and you spread it out, it's very, very even. And I think if we think about character, we have a character in ourselves because we are not even. We have one quality a bit more than another. If we look around and we look at person, we, or you think about me or somebody else, you know, there's something that we have a little bit more, and that makes our character. If you think about the Lord Jesus Christ and you think about his character, in a human sense, he doesn't have really a character. We know a lot about him, about his love and everything, but he has not a character like we do. He's even, like the fine flour.
I have the question there. We understand that the pure bread represents the pure tribes of Israel. But at the same time, we also know that the bread speaks of Lord Jesus Christ. But my question is, how is that possible that there are pure bread, which only represent the pure tribes, and also apply to Lord Jesus, instead of being a single bread?
Yeah, yeah, that's very good. I was hoping we would come to that too. So let's just kind of recap. We're saying that this fine flour from which these loaves are made, they represent the perfect humanity of the Lord Jesus in his perfect evenness of character. There was not one thing more developed than another in who he was. There was not one way in which he served his Father more faithfully than another. Also, we could add to this that there's no blood in fine flour, right? So it's not related to his death. It's not a blood sacrifice. It is a bloodless sacrifice. There are offerings that are related to the fine flour also, and they don't have blood. They don't remind us, therefore, of his death, but of his life. The frankincense, the fragrant character of the Lord's life, that he was fragrant to his Father in every step. And so to come to that, let's just consider a little bit more about how the bread, let's affirm to ourselves that the bread represents the Lord Jesus. Any more about how the bread represents the Lord Jesus? And then we come to this question about how there also has meaning for the people of God.
It comes from corn.
Yeah. From a grain, right?
Grain that is ground.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Can I jump in?
Please do.
I'll move this here so Mark can